Hi there, and thanks for joining us. Well, we are on our town takeover in sunny Youghal today, and what a fantastic place it is, just down from the clock tower in the Red FM studio that was established in 1777. Not the studio, the clock tower. But it's a town that's bristling with business, and we can't wait to get stuck in. I'm Jonathan Healy, and this is Red Business.
Red Business, Cork's exclusive business podcast.
And no better man to start with than the chair of the Youghal Business Alliance. He also produces the East Cork Visitor Guide. He has a new Cork app and he has his own company as well, Flanagan Print. Chair Flanagan, I don't know how you have the time to do it all.
Yeah, I'd say it's good. It fills the day.
It fills the day, to say the very least. And I have to say, the most impressive thing out of all of that is that you're doing Ironman.
Yeah, we got this mad notion last year that it's in Youghal. I've never finished a triathlon in my life. I couldn't swim. So I decided I'd take a plunge, spend €600 and entered last July and proceeded from there to learn how to swim, which I managed in the last 6 months. A lot of support from locally here with the South Coast Triathlon Club. I try coaching John Ennis and a few family and friends, a bit of support. We've had a few bad days. I've got fished out of the water a few times. But I think I will be on the start line on Sunday morning. I've learned how to swim. So I'm in a great position. There's no pressure. If I can manage the swim, I probably have a good chance.
Well, the good news is that by the time this goes out and people hear it, you'll either have been fished out of the water or finished, and nobody will be able to tell the difference. It's the fact that you were willing to try. Learning to swim is one of the hardest things you can do in life, and at 55, it's a big ask. How did you find it?
I found it difficult. I suppose at my age, as my wife Peg says, it's hard to teach me anything. I tried a couple of different people as regards the learn how to swim. Eventually I learned from the internet, a guy called Brett Sutton, who is an Australian coach.
He had a phone not get wet, no?
No. He's a very simple technique. I use a pull by between my legs and I just worked on my upper body. I got the technique and eventually I got a couple of lengths and you get 2 lengths, you get 4 lengths, you get 6 lengths. I eventually got 2.5 kilometres in the pool. I've done 3 kilometres out in the open water. So I'm hoping that my stamina will get me through and I will get through in the 2:20, which is the cutoff point for the swim.
Okay, now, mad, if you don't mind me saying, completely mad, but you're the kind of person who embraces mad very well because you do so many different things. Let's begin with the company, Flanagan Print. Tell me the history of that.
Okay, I started on the 16th of February 1983 when I was 19 years of age with nothing. And I suppose we probably still have nothing today, but we've 22 employees. We're general printers. We've got our own stationery business. We do signage, vehicle wraps. I don't want this to be an ad for Flanagan Print, but we also published the Youghal News, the Middleton News. Last year, we felt there was a gap in the market, that East Cork wasn't being marketed properly as a tourism destination. So we formed a brand called East Cork. We launched a publication and we gave out 20,000 copies free. We launched it at Cork Airport. Rachel Allen was very kind enough to come along and launch it for us on the day. This is our second edition. We're doing 25,000 copies this year. We also have it available on the internet. We've got somebody who's doing the marketing on a regular basis for it, and it's just gaining
okay,
support.
Okay, so you've built different elements into that. So you started when you're 19, you're 55 now, you weathered two recessions.
Yeah, and I think, look, I started in 1983. People wouldn't realise, but the VAT rate was 35%. The bank interest rates were 23%. I got no credit. Basically, I was living at home, and how I started was, I went to the Bank of Ireland and I borrowed £1,000. I put that into the local credit union who were kind enough to give me £3,000.
They were delighted to see the money coming in, I'm sure.
I gave the Bank of Ireland back their £1,000 and I had £2,000 left. And a very kind man called Jerry Creedon in Drumahan and Mallow, he had a printing set up and he was good enough to take £2,000 as a down payment. And over 5 years, I paid him £208.33 a month for 5 years and I got up and running. So, I got it. Times are bad, but if you can weather a recession, you'll do fine when things come good.
Look, and this town of Youghal has been battered a good bit over the years. I mean, people will think of industry down here, the industry that was lost as opposed to anything that was gained. And I'd imagine that all the jobs that were gained here over the years, they were hard fought for, but by God, people were passionate about those jobs when they created them.
They were. This is a great industrial town, but unfortunately we lost 2,000 jobs in a 5-year period. You know, you had you'd Seafield Carpets, Blackwater Cottons, you had Yall Carpets, Murray Kitchens, you some fabulous industries. They're gone. But I think in the last 12 months, the town is really coming alive again. There's an awful lot of positivity. New shops are opening. Some small factories are opening, which is great. A lot of employment here. It's a great place to live and it's a great place to work.
Well, look, walking up and down the street is probably your best example of how towns are doing. And there are two types of Irish towns. There's the town that gets up off its arse and does something about it, and there's the town that's willing to let everything go. And you know, I would have walked through this town maybe about 2 years ago and thought it would have been the town that was letting everything go. But now there's a new vibrancy. There's new coffee shops. There's, you know, ice cream shops. There's all the different things that are the components of making it a tourist town. Is that the direction that you think this offering will go?
Definitely. I think with Ironman, it's going to put us on the world map. It's going to be
No, we don't know if you're going to do that well yet now. Oh, you mean the entire event, is it?
No, not just the entire event. Oh, okay, no, right. No. Right. So that's going to put the town on the map. We formed the Yall Business Alliance 12 months ago. We felt that there was a need for business networking in the town. In the short period of time that we've been in existence, we have been supportive of the Greenway, which has got full planning. The boardwalk is going to be extended to the Quality Hotel this year. So there's a lot of positive things. We're also working on some other major projects, and we're hoping to bring the Kathleen and May back to y'all in a long-term basis through the as a visitor centre and another attraction for the town.
Now who's she now, to those who aren't familiar?
That was, I'm not very good on the boats, but as far as I know, it's a three-masted schooner that brought cargo between Yall and Bristol, which were the two largest ports in the Britain and Ireland at the time. So it's fully restored. It's in Liverpool. It has been here on and off over a number of years, and it's a great attraction. So our hope with the Yall Business Alliance is that we would have it here on a permanent basis. It would be the focal point for a new visitor attraction, and you know, we estimate that it'll bring another 100 jobs a year to Yall. Just that attraction alone.
Which brings us to your other job, which is corkapp.ie, WADA.
That's right. So I'm also involved with another company called Boonverse Limited, and we have come up with technology for an app. Okay, so this is a tourism app. The whole idea is that somebody will arrive in the area, arrive in Cork Airport, where we have a lot of advertising and branding. We've only launched in the last 2 weeks. They'll download the app. They know where to go, where to, you know, what to do, what attractions are available. It's focusing on business owners in Cork. It's offering customized listings and photo description of each business. It's a turn by turn navigation, which will bring potential customers directly to the stores.
I look here. I don't doubt you for a second. But how in the name of God did you have any time to learn how to swim? And amid all of that, I mean, come on, you must have known.
Well, I suppose my day usually starts around 5 in the morning and get to bed early in the evening. So it's full on during the day. I wouldn't have put in anything like the amount of training that most people for training for Ironman will do. I did what I could. I suppose a lot of people are tapering at the moment. I won't be tapering because I never actually peaked. But we've done a lot of other events. We've put a team in the Race Across America, which is a 3,000-mile race from coast to coast in 2011 from Yall. We were the first Irish 8-person team to do that. We've competed in the Race Around Ireland, another non-stop endurance race for 5 or 6 years in a row. I also took part in the Irish Ultra Challenge, where I did 800 kilometres in 48 hours, you know, virtually without a break.
But you know what? Everybody who comes in after this, if they're not as big a bundle of energy as you, I'm going to be hugely disappointed. And you are a wonderful ambassador for the town that is the first for the Red FM Town Takeover. Chair of the Yall Business Alliance, also of Flanagan Print, Mr. Chair Flanagan. Good luck in the Ironman, and thank you for joining us on Red Business.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Red Business. All that's best about business in Cork.
So the sun is shining on the day we are recording this particular episode of Red Business. So we are in the mood for a little bit of ice cream. And thankfully, we have one of the finest purveyors of ice cream in this part of the world, just up the street from us here, Micheál O'Hurley from Fantastic Flavors. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much. You're not a million miles away from us here at all. Just a few doors up, aren't you?
We're about 30, 40 meters from you, just on the other side of the clock tower.
And how long have you been making ice cream?
Well, I've been making ice cream since 1983. When I retired, we turned my hobby into a business. I'd always made it as a hobby. And we opened the shop in 2013, and we've been flying ever since.
Now, the thing about Fantastic Flavors is you do actually trade on Fantastic Flavors. So what have you got? There was a Smurf Blue one I saw.
Oh, the Smurf Berry Blast is really popular with the kids. It's a really nice bubble gum. It's an all-natural blue. It comes from seaweed. It's a really great product, even for the adult. A lot of the older people eat it just for the memories of bubble gum.
Seaweed?
Yeah, we try to do all-natural ingredients wherever we can. It's not always possible. We try to get local ingredients wherever we can, but things like pistachio nuts. I got some wonderful Iranian pistachio nuts from Mr. Bell's at the English Market. We use great stuff. We make over 72 different flavors of handmade artisan ice cream.
Wow, okay. And you make it where? Here in the store?
Here in the store. And as a matter of fact, we give ice cream classes. You can get an artisan apprentice certificate. You come in, you take a class with us. We feed a meal to you. You go through everything from making it to pasteurizing it to producing it and eating it. It's a great experience.
Now, obviously there's a natural y'all lilt in your accent, but people may wonder where initially you came from, Micheál.
Well, United States, West Cork, where the Hurleys, West Cork people around Kilbritton, in that area. But I lived most of my adult life in America, and I worked in the United States Congress. After politics, I was kind of burned out. So this is a great opportunity for me to do what I love.
Okay, and that's a kind of an interesting career path, going from the melting pot of Congress to the freezing point of ice cream. Is this your way of relaxing in your later years?
It is. I tell you, there's just as much screaming that goes on as in politics, but this is screams of joy. We like what we do. And my wife, Oksana, and I, she heads up customer service. We just enjoy it.
Why y'all?
It's a beautiful seaside community. I mean, when we took a look at where we'd start the business, we couldn't believe that a place as beautiful as Yall, with miles of sandy beaches, the history, the clock tower, access to the Blackwater, didn't have an ice cream parlor. If this was, Martha's Vineyard or any place in the U.S., it would be packed. So we're glad to see the Ironman coming, putting Yall on the map. We do our part. We've got a lot of international attention. We did a program with a rather good interviewer last year that ended up on ABC television. I think that was you.
Yeah, I didn't even remember. I didn't realize it was on ABC.
Nationwide in the United States. And so we think that y'all is about ready to do what Kinsale did about 20 years ago. We're going to be the destination of choice. It's affordable. It's beautiful. And the people here are wonderful.
And we spoke to Jura about this a little bit earlier on, the idea that y'all can develop as a tourist hotspot. And that's not what it was. It was always an industrial town. It was always a town that had business in it. Yet you think that there is that potential to be Kinsale newer.
I think about Massachusetts, and I did work for Ted Kennedy, a United States Senator from Massachusetts. The seaside communities were always industrial, shipping, manufacturing of shoes, all kinds of things like that, and they died. And they had to revive, and they revived around artisan food, tourism, history. Y'all can do that exact same thing, and we can learn from their mistakes. We can learn from the things that benefited them. But the history here is magnificent. William Penn, the admiral, whose son founded Pennsylvania, his ship sunk in the harbor. Oliver Cromwell left Ireland from the port of Yall. Shakespeare performed here, where the courthouse is now. The Viking graves inside St. Mary's Church, and the history at Fantastic Flavors is pretty good too.
Well, it's a good thing. Looking to the history is one thing, but looking to the future is the other. You have expansion plans. This isn't a brand that you want to keep in Yall, is it?
No, one of the interesting things is the Fantastic Flavors brand. We were very careful about crafting our image, the recipes, the way we do customer service. It looks like we're going to be expanding into the United States with 3 shops in October, and we're negotiating for an airport in the Middle East. We are featured in Middle East Africa Magazine, U.S. Business News. So we do our best to help elevate the community. We did a charity product project with Tom Hanks recently that went viral worldwide. Oh, we did interviews from Japan to Peru.
This was for the Ben Hafaf twins, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah. It was. So we try to use our Hollywood contacts. Last year, we had Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys autograph some surfboards for the RNLI. We've worked with some NASA astronauts to help sick kids in Ireland. So Oksana and I try to do whatever we can to help lift the community, and it's part of who we are and what we do.
Well, I'm conscious of the fact that you have to go and deliver ice cream to children in a creche in the
next
few minutes.
We're going to the creche, yes, yes, yes.
So I'm going to have to leave you go, but fantastic flavors. It's on the main street here in Youghal, just a couple of doors up from where Red FM have been here for the town takeover this week. And I suppose let's watch this space to see where you go next.
Great, 72 flavors of handmade artisan ice cream. We've got pizza, we've got crepes, and we've got Youghal. And a great summer ahead. Everybody come to Youghal.
Don't mind the weather. That's only a temporary thing. Micheál O'Hurley from Fantastic Flavors. Thank you so much.
The only show in town for Cork business, Red Business.
So we're going to stay on Main Street here in Youghal for our next business, which is one that is flourishing, quite literally. Kay of Kay's Florist, how are you?
Not too bad, not too bad.
And you are just up the street from us here, aren't you?
Yes, I'm in 136 North Main Street.
Okay, and how long have you been operating at 136 North Main
Street? I'm actually only there 3 years. I was down a bit near, that's my third shop, my third premises, and I moved there about 3 years ago, and it was a shoe shop, so we had a lot of shoes.
Okay.
It was full of shoes.
It's a slightly different type of business
yes,
there now.
Yes, that's right, yes.
Probably
so
the same clientele.
I put in the flower shop, yes. And I actually put in a coffee dock there last September on the strength of the Ironman coming to town. So I kind of put it in there in September, and bit by bit it's grown, so I'm quite happy with it.
Are you from Youghal?
I'm from Youghal. My maiden name was Power. My father was very involved with the ITGWU here in the town, and with SIPTU then afterwards. So I'm from the town, yes.
And isn't it funny that the town has evolved, because you would have needed a lot of union guys around the time, because it was very industrial,
which your dad was. At the time there
was
a lot of, there was a lot of industries. He was very involved now in the carpets and in Power Products coming to town at the time, and I worked in Power Products, and then I worked in Kodak after, and obviously they're gone now. Kodak closed, that I was always into crafts and things like that, so I just trained myself up really.
So was necessity the mother of invention for Kay's Flowers?
Yes,
then?
definitely, because both my husband and myself worked in Kodak, so we just discovered we didn't have any work. And the nearest jobs were Cork City, and we had a young family. I had three children at the time, and they were all under 10. So we just couldn't get it together to travel that far, you know. And then just one day I saw a notice in Middleton, and they were looking for help, and I just went into the shop. And then when I was there for a year, I said, my God, I can do this. So I decided to open in my own town. And I opened, and I was down in the back street off the beaten track, and I was there for about 3 years. And then one day a girl from the other flower shop came down. She was after having a baby, and she said, would I be interested in taking over that franchise? So it was an Interflora franchise.
Okay.
So that was a kind of a step up, really, you know.
And look, how's it been? You're 3 years in trade, so you've had a good 3 years, presumably. The economy.
Well, I'm
has
15 years altogether.
Oh, 15 years. So 3 years in the shop
altogether.
You're in.
Yes.
I'm with you.
So,
you've seen ups and downs then?
Oh yeah, desperate altogether. And then last year when this was announced that it was coming to town, I just took up the idea. I said, I'll go around, I'll have a look at all the empty premises, and I'll drop the windows.
Now, when we spoke with Ger Flanagan earlier on, he told us that he trained to do the Ironman himself, but you just went for the coffee shop option instead.
I went
for
the coffee shop, okay. yes, I did, yeah.
It's a complicated world. I mean, flowers are not my thing. I buy them and I hand them over, and they're fine. But there's a very short shelf life on flowers, aren't there?
Well, and also, of course, we have the challenges now that they don't allow the flowers into the hospitals. Then funerals, it's all donations. So we've lost quite a bit of business. So I had to diversify there, really, to be honest, you know. And I also then took on the windows in the main street. So I was doing one this morning early. I popped my head in here to say hello. And 6 o'clock, I was doing the one up here. So I'm not sure if you're aware of the windows that have been done.
So what do you mean? Well, tell me what
you're
doing.
Well, the windows are, of course, the time of the recession, NAM owns a lot of the buildings. So we had to have access into the building. So we had to find out who owned them. So it was kind of a personal thing where I approached the owners and said, look, is there any way you'd give us the windows? And Canada. I look after it. I have my own insurance.
Take the dirty look off
it. So I kind of, I recycled a lot of things. I made my own bunting out of my husband's shirts, which I showed him one night when we were going for a walk. Do you recognise that? Yeah, he said so. There was a lot of stuff cut up and painted and sprayed. As you can see, I'm nearly sprayed myself from this morning. And so actually they're getting a great reaction. I got a big piece there last week on the Examiner and the County.
Do you know what really is standing out? That there's a sense of civic pride in the town. And I'm getting that from the people that we're speaking to here today. That the town seems to have felt like it's turned a corner.
Yes, definitely. Now, I mean, I just when this was announced last year, I just got an old bike. A fella gave me an old bike and said, look, you can have that if you want. So I put it outside the shop and I just painted a sign on it, available for hire for Ironman. And one of the ladies that was doing the Ironman last year was in town, and all of a sudden she spotted it and put it on the Ironman page, and they got it just rolled from there. So there's about 10 or 12 windows done, I'd say, at the moment now, with a few different themes on them, you know. But
well, the town is looking fabulous, and now I'm delighted to have met the person who's helped make a lot of those places look fabulous. Kay, is there a way that people can look you up if they want to get the finest flowers in East Cork?
Yes, my mobile number is 086-887-4449. I have a lovely Facebook page. My daughter gives me a hand with that, and that number is there all the time after hours if anybody's in trouble, or especially on a Monday morning.
A floral emergency.
Yeah, I'm there all the time.
God forbid we encounter any of them soon. But look, thank you so much for coming in to talk to us. Yeah. And can we wish you and everyone else involved in Case Flowers the very best of luck?
Thanks very much. Thanks for that.
Red Business, Cork's exclusive business podcast.
We've met so many people on this town takeover in York. We are going to have to do a second episode that will go up later in the summer. But we've one final guest before we wrap up. And you are, I mean, I thought that we'd seen some well-turned-out people in York, but you, sir, take the biscuit. Clifford Windsor, you are the town crier. Is that your official title?
That's my official title,
yeah. Okay, and how have you become town crier?
I've been town crier on and off, on all the time since 1989. It's my 30th year of being town crier.
And how does one become town crier?
There's been a town crier in Yall, an official town crier in Yall from way back, up until the late 50s, early 60s. And it died out then. Then we had a festival in town there in the 80s. And we had Walter Raleigh as the theme of the town crier. But in about 1989, we decided, at that stage, we'd milk Walter Raleigh as much as we could, like, you know.
You had used up his good auspices, let's put it that way.
Basically, yes. So we decided to keep it, but call it the town crier as well. So we went on to that. And because of that, I'm a member of the World Town Crying Guild.
Okay, I didn't realise there was a World Town Crying Guild.
And again, because of that, I get invitations to go and represent the town and the country, but it's over the world.
Like, it's all about the show, being the town crier, isn't it? You have to command the attention, because I would imagine that we're so close to the clock tower here that the town crier from your dot would have been operating in this general area, would he not?
The town crier originally would be you had two sort of versions of it. You had the town crier, which is official, gave out all the official news from the council and the government and things like that.
Who was in and who was out?
Yeah, in other words, social media of its day. But you also had a thing called the bellman, and he went round shouting the time. You know, it's 12 o'clock and all's well and things like that. And so-and-so's dead.
Isn't it the necessity of business? Consolidation over the years has brought the bellman and the town crier into one, he sits before me today.
That's right.
How busy are you?
I officiate at most functions, at most official functions, both here and through the county. Also, I'm a tour guide.
So you do a little bit of tourism as well?
And if I do the tours, when I'm doing the tours as a tour guide, I am dressed in full livery.
Which is, again, very spectacular. I mean, I'm hideously underdressed, as the video for this will no doubt tell. Normally, at the end of Red Business, I do my little spiel, thanking people and so on and so forth. Yeah. But I feel today that given that I'm in the presence of an official town crier, a member of the International Town Criers Guild, would you please do me the honour of signing out of this particular episode from y'all and the Red FM Town Takeover?
My pleasure, no problem. My thanks to all our guests from y'all. All episodes are available for downloading on redextra.ie. Niamh Hennessy produced, and we will catch you on the next one.